Thrasher Radio is back in the air. I'm fucking here with Leo Romero, Skater of the Year 2010. Leo Romero, how are you today in San Francisco City, by the way?
I'm doing good.
Really? What's up?
Not
what are you
much.
Up here for?
Eswick trip.
What's Eswick mean? I don't even know. I think of earwigs every time I think of the word. It's like earwigs.
I don't know what it means. I think it's like a street in England or something like
Eswick.
That.
Eswick.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And it's a clothing company. It was pretty popular there for a bit. You guys running back hard?
It was pretty popular there for a bit, but
Burnett was on the trips. You know,
we're trying
was hitting. Now
we're trying to
hammocky.
Make it back. Yeah, we got hammocky. We downgraded.
You guys are up in SAC?
Yeah.
What'd you get up there? Anything
can't,
good?
Can't tell you. Bro, you have to wait for the mag.
Back 50s, some nollie flip 50s.
You have to wait for the mag.
I know
bro.
What the fuck went down. Some come on. Well, I know. Well, you're known for your tricks, your handrail authority. Did you go to the Roseville Triple?
Which one's that?
The big triple set, dude. Fucking Keenan Mountain switch flipped it.
No, we didn't go there. I think they skate stopped it with like blind bumps.
Bumps?
Yep.
So, how was your trip as Skater of the Year? You remember that in 2010? It's like 4 fucking years ago.
That was
strange.
A while ago.
Isn't that a strange
I'm getting
one,
older.
Huh?
Getting
that was
old.
That party I went down there. I puked on your shoes. That was sick. We did karaoke. We had a good time.
Yeah.
You had a good time that night?
I had a great time.
I had a great time. I kind of flubbed the flip karaoke because I went to my Michael Jackson's always my go-to song, but I geeked it. You did, what song did you do that night?
I did a bunch of songs,
but I know.
The one in the video was Neil Diamond, Coming to America.
Coming to America, yeah. Well, he's from Canada, so Coming to America is a bitch fucking coming across that border. I always know that. It's Cinco de Mayo. How do you feel about the Latin American skaters that you're with?
I feel fantastic. I'm the only one on the trip, but...
David Reyes, fucker, what the fuck is that?
But I mean fully. Like, he didn't speak Spanish. That doesn't count.
Oh, so you speak Spanish, man.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, what does Cuates mean? Cuates is your band. That means friend? Like, hermanos?
That means, like, bro, yeah.
Bro?
Yeah.
Who runs America now? I heard Heath Kirchhart runs America. Is that true?
Yeah, he runs it. I think he's a CCO.
He's your guy. You love him since you were a kid. You grew up... worshipping Kirchhart, correct?
Yeah.
Now he
with
runs
a number
the
of
show,
other pros.
A number of other pros like Drew, of course.
Yes,
that's when you decide to ride for Baker, but then you quit for what reason?
Because
Dustin Dolan sucks.
No, not at all. Because I thought Toy Machine was cooler.
Well, you had to get what's his name, Fat Fucking Swank, to get out there and cry about it and do a full page ad and cry. What kind of shit's that? Because that's like eighth grade shit.
Yeah,
it's like hey. Doing whole full page ad. I'm sorry.
I am still in eighth grade. That's when I dropped out.
Eighth grade. I had to do it 3 times. I didn't mind.
I bet you did, dude.
What's the first song you want to play for fucking out there, Thrasher listeners, Thrasher Radio?
First song, I'd have to say, let's do If I Could Dream by Elvis Presley.
Oh, that's a great song. See, you know your music. That's cool.
That's
not
that's
so fucking
one.
Gimpy shit like, well, you got to play Burning Love, dude. It's like, fuck no.
If
play
I Can Dream.
Song. All
yeah.
right, thanks. Who do you think should be Skater of the Year this year? Who's my front runners? Who's coming up pretty hot?
It just started.
The year just started.
I don't know.
It could be anyone's game.
It could be anyone's game, man. It was anyone's game this past year.
Yeah, anyone's game but him.
Yeah.
But he came through.
Yeah.
He went for it.
I don't know who you're referring to.
The one last guy that won?
I shot
where?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Well, he's good.
He is really good.
He's pretty consistent, which is pretty incredible. And he does this shit like he's remarkably well in. Like he learns really quick,
yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. And he's like, "Fuck it, He's always skating. He gets out of the van. He don't want to talk.
It's like he loves it.
Yeah, he loves boarding. I met all his homies in Philly, and they were like, "That's the difference between that nigga and me, is that he was always skating. Me, I was." Partying and thugging, but no, he was always skating.
Shows.
It shows. As it turns out, it paid off.
Yeah.
What's it like being on Toy Machine? Are you going on a tour this summer? You got a Toy Fag tour coming up?
We have a Toy Fag tour coming up, which is, I think, in September. And I'm not sure exactly
September,
where
September, that's yeah. like 3 months out.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Like somewhere good?
I don't know. I think
America.
I think we're going across something, a couple states. I'm not exactly sure. It's not set in stone yet, I think.
Yes. And Ed is working on that tour. Ed is involved, or who is the... It's Sinclair.
Ed Sinclair. That's his deal.
His deal is loving just talking on the phone and texting and say, hey, we're going to be stopping by. You got any secret spots?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a team manager's job.
TM. That's what they call it. Yep. TM. Well, so you're over here filming a double rock. What's going on over there?
I think James Hardy's going to do a 900.
Nah, you can't do it on those quarter pipes. That tranny's bunk.
He's from the South, dude.
So, and he learned how to skate on a patch of nowhere that's like you know.
He's a modern marvel, dude.
A modern marvel. Yeah. He's a really healthy human being.
Yeah.
As you can tell by the way he wore swarthy.
He's big.
Okay, what's the next song? Come on, Leo. Come on, go back. Can you show me some depth what you got here?
Next song would have to be, let's see, Wilco, Another Man Done Gone.
Oh, Wilco, I like Pavement, but Wilco, that's Wilco. It's your song.
Does that count?
That's fine.
Is that
it's
good?
Am
I getting judged right now?
No, never.
Sorry,
oh,
it wasn't fucking
Sorry,
some skate rock, bro.
Oh, let's not bring that dirty riot up. We only did it, it's only senseless promotion. I only think that music should only be about inspiring other people to pick
up. I think it should be
guitar.
About partying.
That always happens too, but you know. How many people are in your band? You're three people in the Cuates?
It's actually not called Cuates anymore, but yeah, there's three people.
What's it called? It's got another Mexican name?
Yeah, it's Travesura.
Or Latino.
Yeah.
Travesura, which means what?
It means mischief.
Mischief.
Because we like to hang out and party.
Hey, party, mischief. Yeah. Check it
That's
out,
the
man.
Good point, man.
David Copperfield. Guess what? My weenie's inside.
Exactly. That was inspiration for all that.
Do you like Latin comics? Who's your favorite Latin comic?
I mean, I like some George Lopez stand-up, but I wouldn't say I'm knowledgeable in the Latin comic community or anything like that.
I hate Mexican comics. They were always fucking yabbing. You know, when it comes to America, you're like, fucking shut up, dude. You're already rich. You already paid out. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Don't tell me about it. I don't like midgets, and I don't like circuses. I hate, like, you know, fucking horses and shit.
You
like
don't
that.
Like midgets or circuses? Why?
I just have these, like, aversions to them. I have dreams, and, like, the shit happens, and then I'm like, fuck that. I'm
you
not
ended up fucked up somewhere, and a midget was boning you or something?
No. They have little hands. I got this one midget that makes coffee where I go get coffee in the morning sometimes. He's got this heinous laugh that's like, ha, 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 ha. It's like Chucky style. And he's got these little hands, little stubby Stelladoras breadstick fingers, and I'm like, look, this fucking dude sucks.
Yeah.
But I see him. He moves from the coffee shop to the bar. That's the two things he does. The coffee shop is across the street from the bar. So
I wonder what he like thinks about you. He's like, who's this fucking crazy old dude with glasses?
Fucking
shit.
Fucking chair with glasses.
Yeah, you guys probably think the same thing about each other.
I would imagine that, well, the hipsters have invaded the city so much that, you know.
Oh,
When we're here, we've been here.
Don't say it ain't so.
So, it ain't so. Where do you live now? You live still in that same house?
I still live in Long Beach,
Did you kick out Kato Kalin from your house, that one zit that was hanging out that time?
He moved out. Yeah.
He moved on another?
He moved on to greener pastures.
And we were there in the fucking limo, and Griffin Collins' mom was there, the Hammer House lady. That was fucking hype.
Yeah, Duffy.
That was fucking comedy.
She's awesome. I love her.
No, that was fucking great. I was like, I'm out of here. I left. I was up there. I saw the
You couldn't hang, dude. You couldn't hang with us. You
couldn't hang. It was a little too evil. And especially because you were on... with tetracycline or some shit, but you shouldn't have been drinking. We brought the beer over to your house, and when that same day we flew down there, and you're like, you want to be scared? You're like, I don't know, guess. I was like, fucking later. I mean, that's pretty funny. That one photo, it's in the book, me with the gun, and you're like, that's pretty funny. I remember those times when, even though I remember some, my life has been such a fucking weekend, that when I look back on those times, I'm like, wow, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
But, you know, once again, I remember that was, I felt good about giving you the trophy. That was a good year. You had a good run.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was fucking hype. Well,
I'm honored.
You got a new shoe coming up, or is Figgy getting the next shoe?
I had a shoe just come out, but I think Figgy's the next student line for the pro shoe, yeah.
Right. Well, how come the Westgate looks like the fucking Anderman? It's just the same shit. Did he go to Foot Locker and say, I want that same shoe? And it's like the same shoe. It's like this shoe looks like that shoe.
That's how all skate shoes are. That's what skateboarding is. Everyone copies everyone else. They copy whatever.
See, no, I made it up first. No, you made it up first.
Yeah, that's all fashion and skateboarding and that's all it is. Everyone's just copying something else.
Copying something else. So what's the next song? Then you play a cover for our next song. See, that looks like that.
The next song will have to be, let's see, that's a tough one. I'll do, I don't know. Let me look at the playlist I made for you guys. Just pick one. Let's do Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb, Selena.
Selena Gomez?
Selena's.
She's murdered. She was murdered by the one that
heard
her fan club.
Don't bring
Texas.
It up, dude. I hate that topic. I hate that topic, bro.
The day of the rain, the music stopped?
Yep.
She's still in just... I did not kill her.
I still dream about her, dude.
You can speak Spanish fluent?
For the most part. I mean, it's like a little broken now because I don't speak it every day, but
no,
yeah.
But if you go to Spain, do you feel like you're a hick? Do you like, hey, dude, what's going on? Do they talk to you?
They definitely, disregard my Spanish as opposed to, like, trying to like understand and communicate, they just like laugh at me.
Look at you, like, what are you saying? Like, yeah. Javi Sarmiento, like, hey, dude, what are you saying?
I'm exactly.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they are not stoked on my Spanish.
I see Preston do it. He pulls it real religiously. Like, he's just pointing at it, like, that's it. Cueste con leche. It's like dude.
Yeah, is it, yeah. I think isn't he like fluent in a bunch of languages?
Well, you know, Preston can pretty much do anything. Yeah. I was on a bridge one time. I told him, I was like, hey.
He told you not to jump?
No, I was like, I was sitting down and think I could make it. And he's like, I'll carry you. He's that kind of guy. I love.
He's
you
awesome.
You got to have people surround yourself with people like that.
Yeah.
What do you think about Thrasher?
I like Thrasher.
You like it? I mean, we pretty much fucking nailed it. I mean, come on. It's not like the skateboarding thing. It's like it's Thrasher is like, fuck the world. Fuck the cops. Fuck everybody. Thrasher is like, that's what how I feel myself.
I mean, I you guys just showed me lots of love in the year, so I definitely respect it, you know?
You were a fucking mystery guest. You fuck Costin on your t-shirt, and you walked right down into his arms.
Been bros with Burnett since I was a little kid.
Since you were a gherkin.
Yeah.
He sure loves you.
Yeah, I met you when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's...
And what about Spanky? What, Spanky got a new board company? Spanky ride for the toy? How come you can't put Spanky on toy?
I don't know what Spanky's doing. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you guys were City Stars kids, right? Inland Empire?
No, I was never on City
Stars. You were in City Stars?
That was Herman.
Herman?
No, Herman wasn't on City Stars. Him and Herman were just really good friends.
Oh, it was Mikey Taylor, that fucking toothy motherfucker.
I could see you get me and Mikey Taylor confused, though.
I get you confused quite a bit. You're short and you have, well, you have teeth.
I got teeth, yeah.
But you're not toothy like him, like... Hey,
no, I don't got that gorgeous smile, but I can see where you can make confusion.
How are you? You're like, dude, the press tense over that way. Next song, please.
Let's see. Next song is Cold Iron Bounds, Bob Dylan.
What's the saying right there that says on your shirt, DOL?
It's DDL. That's David, Dakota, and Leo. And the tights are us.
That's the band, the tights.
That's not the band. That's actually just the background
the
of the
gang.
Band. That's the gang.
Like the Van Halenettes.
Yeah,
ooh, Jamie's crying.
We're the tights because we fucking are tight.
How tight? Real tight, bros?
Real tight.
From
like,
way back.
Like a little kid's butthole. That's how tight.
Oh, tight. What about Roger? Roger Foster still holding on. He's like out there nose grinding, big
he's
shit.
He's gnarly, man. He's, since every trip that I've been on with him, since like the beginning,
he's
I,
got
Aruka,
something
to
prove.
Now, he's still like... is killing it.
He got the Ruka cover doing that crooks out there in fucking Italy, some bullshit, right?
That's fucking gnarly.
How wicked, no, going over that shit, that
spikes
and
shit.
That
was like, way overhead high.
Way overhead high.
Yeah.
Like nobody, see, that's what
and people, he's like 100, bro.
And that's what people don't understand is that the magazine is like, people are like, I could do that. See the Jaws cover? I could drop in on that truck. He's like,
that's
you ain't dropping
crazy.
In on that truck.
No one
pull
can do
that
what
truck
Jaws
over
does.
To your house. Come on in here. You ain't doing that.
Yeah.
No, we don't put the shit in the mag that's like, it's not corny. It's like kickflip three stair. It's like, nah.
Yeah. You guys have good judgment.
As well we should.
You guys have great judgment.
We're the fucking mag. Come on. We're the one that, well, and the website, you check out the website? Are you webbound? Are you?
I do. That's the one like skate website I always check. Is
really?
I do that.
You don't go like the reddragonsapparel.com?
Other than the reddragonsapparel.com, I would say Thrasher is the primary one. No, but that's the one I like check. Like I check the Burnout and just like the Hall of Meats and
right.
all that shit.
So the Hall of Meats is just fucking comedy. People getting served up.
Yeah.
What do you think about Riley Hawk's hands? Does he skate like his dad?
I don't know.
He's got the same paddle flip hands.
I haven't really seen him skate like in person or anything like that.
Yeah. He was on.
But he's really good.
He got on Baker after you, correct?
Yeah.
You left after you were holding that owl in the picture and the whole group photo. I was like, what the
fuck? I think
fuck?
I was ruining it for them. So
I think you were
sour. I think they were just, I was like, I'm
definitely
not cool enough for these guys. I got to get out of here.
Hey, you're cool. Not me.
I got to go.
I go back to Dorco over here. Where's Harmony? Is Harmony here?
Harmony's not here. He rides for Ruka. But
he rides for Austin Seaholmes. Is he combing his hair right now?
Probably.
Yes. What's the last song you want to hear before the fucking end of the day, Leo
last
Romero?
We got to make it a good one. Let's do Illegal and Free, Milk Music.
Nice. I'd like to thank you very much, Leo, for coming by here, Thrasher Magazine, up here in San Francisco, because I know that you can go anywhere in the world and write how you happen to be suffering through your time in the city by the bay. And thank you from all of us to you.
Thank you.
That's all. Leo Romero, thank you very much. So to the Skater of the Year 2010.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.